Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Celebrate 45 years of The Rock with the KISW 45 Years of Rock box set from Heritage Distilling. This is a great collectible. For many reasons, because first off, 21 bottles of whiskey and bourbon inside that Heritage Distilling collectible box. That's cool. Also, a 45 Years of Rock retro shirt, which you can only get if you get this rock box set. And we also have rock shot glasses, ping pong balls in there, and it is awesome. Awesome. It really is. I love collecting things, and you're going to love this. And did I say 21 bottles of whiskey and bourbon in there from Heritage Distilling? A portion of the net proceeds help out Motley Zoo, so you're helping a good cause. This is a great present to you or anybody you know. You want to get one? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Mix. You're a loser.
And it is time to turn down for Thursday.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, turn it down.
Turn down for what?
For Thursday.
Turn down for what?
What?
Turn down for that Thursday because, well, it's about to get crazy because we're about to get to Friday and then the weekend.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, turn it down because apparently the weather's turned it way down, at least for today. And I guess it's going to be great for the weekend, right?
Yeah, this is fine. Today is great to be like this.
Yeah, exactly. Good time for us to stay in and play your video games, play your board games, do anything but go outside.
Or play your radio games, man.
Oh, yeah, we've got a radio game.
Yes.
By the way, it's not bad outside. Just because of some clouds, it might be a little sprinkly. It's still really balmy out there. It's nice.
It's going to be like 70 degrees
today.
Dude,
what's wrong with you?
Like 69.
Yeah.
Do you
even know what outside is, you cave dweller?
I try not to. No, right. No. But Steve was right. We do have a radio game to play. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Mike in Linwood. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to check out Battle at the Boat 107 at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, September 10th. KISW general contest rules apply. Go to KISW.com for all the rules. And if you want to get tickets, get them now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
What is the only hockey jersey number that is retired by all of the teams of the NHL?
13?
No.
00?
No.
1?
No. What cheese is traditionally on a Caesar salad?
Parmesan?
Yes. What is the only Olympic sport to begin with the letter V?
Pass.
In the children's song, what kitchen object is short and stout?
Little teapot.
Yes. A person who sells Mary Kay products typically drives a car of what color?
Pink.
Yes. What is the length of a U.S. senator's term?
8 years.
No.
4.
No.
6.
Yes. What is the number of thieves that Alibaba had?
Oh, 100.
No.
40?
Yes. Which band had a hit in the 90s with Mr. Jones?
Counting Crows?
Yes. What is the name for a recognizable grouping of stars?
Cluster?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
Oh, not too bad. Not too good.
Nope. And it really depends on if Steve's on his game. He has been in the recent weeks.
Actually, a little better than that. Not too bad. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I
talking? I mean, Steve's been. Steve's been doing really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which is to the detriment of the people playing.
Yeah.
But somebody always gets the prize. Steve.
Gee, thanks for that, Mr. Obvious.
I'm thankful.
Well, I like to consider myself a captain at that.
Yeah, you are.
Captain Obvious. Okay. All right. Anyway, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the only hockey jersey number retired by all of the teams of the NHL?
69.
No.
It has to be 99.
Yes.
Gretzky.
What cheese is traditionally on a Caesar salad?
Fromunda?
No. God.
I don't know. Caesar cheese?
No.
Shredded cheese?
No. What is the only Olympic sport to begin with the letter V?
Ventriloquist.
No.
Volleyball.
Yes. In the children's song, what kitchen object is short and stout?
Teapot.
Yes.
Thank you.
A person who sells Mary Kay products typically drives a car of what color?
Pink.
No. Yes. What is the length of a U.S. senator's term?
Six.
Yes. What is the number of thieves that Alibaba had?
Alibaba and the 40 thieves.
Yeah.
Yes. Alibaba and the 40
band had a 90s hit with Mr. Jones?
Oh, man. Counting Crows.
Yes. What is the name for a recognizable group of stars?
Constellation?
Yes. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-6. Sorry, Mike.
There's always next time.
Always next time.
Take it easy. Thanks for listening,
man.
Unless the world explodes.
Why would you say that? Now people are going to be worried about that. The only question that you got wrong, Mike got correct, and that was the cheese that's traditionally on a Caesar salad, and that's Parmesan.
Oh. Parmesan.
Yeah. And it doesn't always have to be shredded or anything like that.
Well, I think it has to be.
Oh, it has to be?
Yeah.
It's a Parmesan.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You got 8 correct in the win.
Caller 8206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Beat Migs. We'll do it again tomorrow at this time. Don't forget 847 this morning as well. Twice each weekday morning. We have an online on-demand version of Beat Migs. Play that anytime. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Hey, how about this? How about we got this dude? You know, people like to do pranks and video it. This here is a shower prank a guy pulled on his wife by dumping ice-cold water on her while she was in there showering. And of course, we've got audio. I love this. And yeah, she was not happy about it.
Okay, guys, Brittany's in the shower, and this is ice cold water. I'm gonna get her. Oh. Are you okay, honey?
Oh.
Honey! Oh my God, honey!
Yeah, dude. How about that? How about you basically? You know, those are tears from, like, I live with this idiot and this is my life.
He is not getting laid
for
probably a month.
Who does that? Who thinks that pranking a woman is a good idea? Who does that?
I agree. But I don't think you were going to. I would have never guessed that's the reaction you would get. I would think you'd get more fire. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And then you could laugh it off. But I don't know about you, but I don't like making my wife cry. So the fact that he made his wife cry.
Yeah, because that was not the intention. You know what I mean? That. And then I feel like, wow, what is their relationship like? Because he's just the idiot that does this, which means it's probably not the first time he's been an idiot and probably not the first time she's had to cry because he's an idiot.
Wow.
I mean, you're right. When your wife cries, when she gets mad and screams and yells and swears at you, yeah, that you can deal with. But when she breaks down and cries like she's been defeated and broken, you're like, whoa.
Like, why did the water lead to that? I mean,
yeah,
so, I don't know what's going on in his house.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's like, okay, you obviously have no idea what's going on there, moron. And yeah, dude, this guy, I have a feeling he's a bigger idiot than just in that moment.
Yeah, he knows. He has to know by now that his woman cries at weird things. Like, for her to cry at that, like, there has to be, like, a
and
warning.
He posted it.
Oh, of course he did. He's an idiot.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I don't want that out there. That my wife is really in a bad place. Why would I post that?
In all fairness, I saw the video, and you don't see her. You just see the shower curtain.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Then. As long as her anonymity is protected. Yeah. Yes. The fact that, you know, she's crying her eyes out like her broken, sad life living with the Jimmy the Genius over there.
He's just like, what's wrong?
Yeah. Oh, God. What an
idiot.
Can we
hear that one more time?
Hey, guys. We're going to get Brittany in. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, guys. Brittany's in the shower. And this is ice cold water. I'm going to get her. Are you okay, honey?
No.
Honey! Oh my God, honey!
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
See, the women that I'm around don't cry like that.
No, that's like
joy.
That's heartbreaking. No, it's not.
It's joy cry, baby.
It's more just. Have you ever been splashed with cold water in the shower?
Not in the shower. No.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks so bad.
I've taken, when we were doing the Hare Krishna thing, you have to take cold showers. They don't let you take a hot shower.
Why?
That's just part of the thing. You get up like 3:30 in the morning.
You guys have like stiffy issues. Is that why you need to take cold showers?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, Steve, I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it, because it's part of it. They try to like really calm down that energy for guys anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a reason, cold shower to keep you from having morning action. But yeah, dude, that was a beating. So you get up on a cold winter morning in Massachusetts, and you got to hop into a cold shower.
No.
Yeah, so it sucks.
Sometimes when we play hockey, like if you have one of the later games, especially when we go to that tournament in Spokane, their hot water is gone by like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, that sucks.
So you play the hockey game, and then it's like, oh, now I got to go take a cold shower. This is going to suck.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I got a new survey just about how many of you would cover up for your friend in a very bad situation. Yeah, this is how far people say they'd go to help out their best friend. 15% of women, 10% of men say they would help their best friend cover up a crime. Ooh, I don't know.
What kind of crime are we talking?
They didn't say, but I don't know, man. I don't think I would.
You wouldn't cover up a crime if I came to you and said, hey, man,
I accidentally
robbed a bank.
This would be tough because my business interests are linked to you.
Yes.
That's the only reason. It would be for business reasons, not because you're a friend. If we were just a friend, I'd be like, you're on your own.
Sweet.
Yeah. 70% of women and 60% of men said they would donate a kidney to their friend.
I'd do that.
No, I would not do that.
You wouldn't donate a...
No, I wouldn't do it.
To anyone?
Because what if I need one?
What if you run out of kidneys?
Yeah, that means I only got one left.
So that's bad planning on your part, man.
Oh yeah, real bad planning.
You run out of kidneys.
If I run out of so
is there anyone? I mean, if you had to pick one person to give your kidney to on our show, who
if
would
I
you
had
do?
To,
minus your kids, yeah.
Oh, minus my kids? Oh, they wouldn't be on the list anyway.
Oh jeez.
Let's see. Well, it'd be either. It would be Rev, Uncle Chris, or Vicky, because I game with those guys.
Oh, okay.
So it just depends. Probably,
I need to start playing board games with you then for
my health.
It
might have to be Chris, because he's the one that games with me most. Vicky won't play games with me anymore. Rev moved down to Tacoma, so we don't ever see him again. So I guess I'd have to give my kidney to Chris. But that's only if I were to give my kidney to anybody, which I'm not going to do. How about you? Would you give your kidney?
I would give my kidney to anybody here.
Really?
Yeah.
Even me?
Yeah. And hold it over your head every day, though.
Yeah, that's...
Like, hey, man, you want to get some breakfast?
Yeah, you're right.
You'd be dead if it wasn't for me, so yeah. I think you're paying.
See, that is the only reason why you would give your kidney to anybody, yep. Yeah. How about women would let their best friend borrow an average of $1,800. Men, they'd go further, let them borrow $2,600.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
I'd rather give up my kidney than give you $2,000.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah.
That sounds like you.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So 15% of women, which I think is interesting, women a little bit more than men, would help their friend cover up a crime. Based on this, I want to know, what is the craziest, the best or the worst thing that you've ever done for a friend or that they have done for you? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can text us at 77999. Let's go to Suzette in Bremerton. Suzette, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Suzette. What you got for us?
Well, this was back in the early 90s before cell phones were around. And my best friend at the time was married, and she's not married to anymore, but at the time was. And her husband had called me because we were best friends, and he didn't know where she was. And so I got in my car, and I drove over there. And I know where she's at because she was she was seeing somebody else on the side, so I know where she's at. But I'm saying innocent. Well, no, he was not. He was a loser anyway. Anyway, she eventually left him. But anyway. don't digress. So I come over there. I'm trying to calm him down, and I'm like, well, I'll try and find her. I'll see what I can do, blah, blah, blah. While I'm trying to calm him down, she shows up. She's giving him some kind of story about getting a flat tire or what have you. I know she's drunk. And I'm like, oh, poor girl, because, you know, it's Washington, it's been raining, so she's soaking wet. And I know she's been with this dude. So I take her into the bathroom. I'm like, I'm going to give her a hot bath. She needs to warm up. And he's all, oh, yeah, thank you. Take care of her. I'm like, okay. And so I go in there. I turn in the water. I'm like, oh, you crazy. And she just starts laughing. And I knew it. I knew she'd been with that dude. But her husband never found out because I helped with the story of the flat tire.
I lost track of what we were talking about. Went from water to affairs, you know, to a flat tire.
It's an interesting thing. You know, it's like a movie. They've got to make somebody look like the bad guy before a woman can cheat on him.
Right.
Every movie, they got to make the guy the bad guy so the woman doesn't look bad. I just think you're kind of a douche if you do that, no matter what you think of the husband and wife. Like, she should just leave the guy.
I just love them.
You know, just leave him, and why do you have to be involved?
I mean, maybe there was more to the story behind why he was a loser, but the reason why she was like, it's fine that she was cheating on him because he was a loser.
Exactly. Like, what do you mean by loser?
Like, what? Exactly. Like, I mean, was he just, like, bad at his job?
Money? I mean, if he was an abuser, okay, then you leave him, and rightly so. Or if he's not an abuser and you just don't like him, then leave him. Instead, you are as much of a douche as the friend, as your friend. Am I a jerk? I'm probably a jerk for saying
that. Well, I mean, we could have answered that question before this segment. One person texted and said, I went to jail for who I thought was my best friend for having a good old Mary Jane back when it was illegal. Needless to say, he didn't bail me out. And that's from Kelly.
What?
You got to bail the person out.
You have to bail the person out if they went to jail for you. Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
I mean that's the rule. Somebody takes the fall for you, and I imagine they took the fall for you because you probably couldn't take it on your police record. Like, you know, another shot would be bad. There's got to be a reason why someone takes the fall, and you got to help out the fall guy. You got to.
Oh, wow. Look who's in the room.
Oh, really? Oh, Sarah. Oh, I don't want to know what she did. I don't really.
Oh, hey. I did a good thing, kind of, but I kind of feel terrible about it in a way. But I helped my friend out. We were just driving, and it was kind of dark outside, and she isn't the greatest of drivers, and she completely, like, side-swiped this Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and your face, Steve. And
that's not a cheap car.
Yeah, no, her mirror got knocked off, and his mirror was, like, kind of dangling.
Was the guy in the car at the time?
No,
so
it was just parked.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it Marshawn Lynch's Lamborghini?
Who knows, right?
Probably, dude. How many Lamborghinis are around here when you think about it?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, so she doesn't have the best driving record and was freaking out. And I was like, well, is anyone around? Did anyone see it, you know?
You guys hit and run?
She did. I didn't. I was just in the driver's seat.
You just recommended it to her?
I mean, it was dark and she was crying and sobbing.
Who raised you? Who the F raised you?
And I didn't know. And I was like, well, you can put a note if you want.
And she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Oh, God. Wow. You're the reason why we have to pay high insurance rates. You and your dumb friend.
I thought you were going to say that. You said, like, hey, let's switch seats. I'll take the hit.
Oh, no. Are you crazy? Yeah. My driving record isn't that great.
No, Sarah's. They're both.
Have you
idiots.
Seen my car? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, there's paint from
Lamborghinis, apparently.
No, that wasn't my car.
She's been involved in two bang into people accidents. She has her mirrors. Two or three times?
Three times.
She slammed into our garage.
Just painted.
Yeah, she's not a good
parking
driver.
Garages are not my friend.
Do you drive with your eyes closed? I'm kind of curious why you would keep.
It's DWB.
Driving while
blonde.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what she's got. Girl,
she got arrested for a DWB.
Yeah.
One person just said, hey, thanks for the reminder, Sarah. My Lamborghini is still broke.
I'll tell my friend. I'll tell her to call you.
When was this? My boss owns a Lamborghini and it was sideswiped.
This was years ago. Like, right as we just got our license.
I think you guys just incriminated yourselves.
No, it was not my fault. I told her to write a note.
You're an accomplice.
I told her to write a note.
I don't know who raised you. I'm talking to your mother.
I'm looking at the guy who raised
you. Dude, I never got my way in the house when it came to reprimanding our children, and this is what we get now. We get this.
Oh, yeah. Blame it on the wife.
I do, because I was all about capital punishment in my family.
Who taught me to drive, though?
Taught me to drive? You weren't driving. Your friend was.
I know, and I suggested the right thing to do.
You suggested.
Do I get a little credit for that?
No, you told her to get the hell out of there.
Well, I said you could leave a note.
Okay, I'm done talking to women today.
Oh,
I really
it's
am.
It's all swimming.
The last call.
The last
her,
call on my daughter. I mean,
just
you,
done talking
there's no
to women.
Logic when talking to some women. There's just none. Dang. It's amazing to me. I only want to talk to women that are logical. Can we do that? There are plenty of them around here. So let's meet. I just only want to talk to them.
One texter says, I'll show you how to drive, Sarah.
I really do need the help. Please.
And
the
next person says, I don't think Sarah banging into people had anything to do with the car.
Hey.
Okay, get out of here, all of you. The listeners.
Yes.
We're going to talk
Be
soon.
Careful. There might be a Lamborghini outside.
Yeah, watch out.
Sideswipe.
Don't sideswipe any employees.
Wow.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Now, people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.